Does that make working together easier or a bit more difficult? Or?
No.
No. You're just not singing on the next one.
I don't know.
Sort of just always been that way. We don't know any other way. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to compare it to. I've never had a wife that I didn't work with.
Thanks. Apart from you guys, do you guys have families? Any of you married?
Yeah, I am. I'm the only one.
And the rest of you guys are single.
Well, I have a girlfriend.
That's not me.
Not even close.
Yeah, but I have a girlfriend.
Greg's had a couple of kids.
Yeah, I'm the only one with kids.
Potential musicians?
Yeah, I think so. They both, one's six and one's three, and they both seem to really show an interest in music. So. Yeah, I hope so.
What gave you the inspiration to do inner city blues? Because when I first, I grew up on Marvin Gaye and as well as a lot of Motown, and when I heard you guys do inner city blues, I said, man, it's the first white group that has done inner city blues, so it's like, wow, this is really something. So what inspired you to do it?
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It sort of fit with the theme of that record, if there was a theme. It was a little bit of an afterthought. I remember we kind of just tracked it when Joe had the drum set up, and we just sort of, I think we bought Joe Cocker's version and listened to it or something, and we just said, well, okay, we know these chords, and we just sort of did it. Somebody had suggested it, though, Dave Raven, you remember that? We were in Europe, and Dave Raven was the guy we know, and he heard the song, and he was out there with us in Europe, so he thought of us and thought, hey, that's a good one for you to do, and it kind of stuck in our heads. And so that's how things this one's kind of.
So that means one of these days you're going to dedicate Too Busy Thinking About My Baby to Ricky, huh?
Maybe.
The whole Homeboys album seems to give an impression that you guys have a particular special burden for the streets or the whole playing out of your ministry on that level. Can you add any insight to that?
Well, we live in the city, I guess, so it's where you, what you're surrounded by is what you're interested in or what you write about or whatever. Probably if I lived on a farm, I'd be writing songs about cows. So I guess that's all. I guess it just comes from what you're going through and where you are. That record seems to be kind of a little bit of a darker kind of thing. And we were all going through some weird stuff at that time, I think, and that's just what came out of it, you know. The street thing, that was the general theme about it, I guess. But I wouldn't really be able to zero in on what that really means, except for that it's just what we're going through and where we all live and stuff.
Have there been any unusual places where your music has been played?
Where?
Anywhere your music's been played or you've
heard? I don't know.
Well, Magic Mountain.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Our music's been played? Well, people will tell us once in a while that they'll be driving through somewhere and they'll hear a song on the radio or something, you know.
Yeah, I had that happen at this place called Creepcore Cameron Video. They put you on hold and play music, and it was, you know, Sunshine was your version. I was like,
oh, really?
How did you get a hold of this?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys did Ain't No Sunshine?
Yeah, on our second record.
But I did Treehouse in a sociology project.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and about three people bought the album after.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh, killer.
Yeah, we'll play that tonight. That sounds
good.
Musically, who was your influences when you were growing up? I mean, secular, Christian, who were your influences?
Let everyone else answer that one. I've been talking too much.
Was definitely for me.
Yeah, we all have a bunch of different influences. And, I don't know, anything from like the Beatles and 60s soul, early 70s soul, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, or, you know, I think we have a really wide variety of influences.
Jim Croce.
Croce's cool. He's very cool.
Yeah.
So it just all comes out.
Where's your favorite place to play?
Strike zone.
Well, that was the easy answer.
Strike zone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cornerstone's really fun. It's really fun. I mean, really having a good time. I might seem a little low because that's because I'm trying not to talk loud, but I'm having a really good time. It's been the best one yet so far. So hopefully tonight I'll follow up that trend.
Well, we don't
want
to.
Yeah, I probably should probably stop. Yeah. I was out there talking to people all day long yesterday, from 10 in the morning till whatever, 11, midnight. I just kind of overdid it a little bit. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.